Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay Public Library's CEO will be speaking to City Council later this month about the future of the city's library system at the next council meeting. Four public consultations were held in May and June, and at each consultation, the same presentation was made by Library CEO Richard Tugman. After the presentation, he fielded questions from community members and would provide as much information as possible. A public survey was also circulated, which included asking community members for their thoughts on a centralized library system with various options for neighborhood branches catered to each location. Also requested in the survey was whether an increase in taxes was made earmarked for the library, how much would residents pay for a central location, as well as general income, age and other demographic questions. The public survey closed on June 5, with the survey results and master plan being made public on Thursday. Library officials said the main point of the presentations was to outline that the current operating cost of the library system as a whole is not sustainable at $7.8 million. Three scenarios, and their annual operating costs, were described for attendees. 1. $9.1 million, central branch located at former Lowe's at Intercity Mall. There would be two neighborhood locations kept in County Park and Mary J. L. Black, and two downsized locations, Waverly and Brody. 1b. An additional plan is being proposed in the master plan and includes possibly selling a portion of the Waverly and Brody locations, a co-ownership of both Waverly and Brody, resulting in a sharing of both operating and capital costs based on the percentage of space occupied. 2. $8.3 million, central branch located at former Lowe's at Intercity Mall. There would be three neighborhood locations at County Park, Waverly and Mary J. L. Black. The Brody location would close. 3. $7.7 million, central branch located at former Lowe's at Intercity Mall. There would be two neighborhood locations at Waverly and Mary J. L. Black. Brody and County Park locations would close. Tugman said at all meetings that the current model is not sustainable, with not enough funding for what the library needs to cover current upgrades and more. The consultations did not include cost estimates for possible renovations and upgrades to library locations, with the attached dollar figures only for annual operating costs. A central location at Intercity Mall would utilize an already functional built space, having ample space for programming, meeting rooms, and expanded sections in high demand, with 75,000 square feet. It's also flanked by an abundance of parking, and Tugman noted that even though there are possible flood risks, that would be addressed in future phases with engineers and architects. Some of the notable outcomes of the survey included the amount of a tax increase residents were willing to take on, as well as which wards had respondents based on the estimated increases. The average amount that respondents answered that they would be willing to pay was between $34 and $43 to fund a new central library. When divvied up by ward, residents in Westfort were willing to pay the least at $34.01, and Red River residents are open to paying the most at $44.96. More than 40 community partners were listed in the master plan, with some already using the library to host events, seminars and outreach programming. Tugman will be presenting the full master plan to City Council on June 26.